Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach, and we are on Nun Tes Amid Beis by the Mishnah. There was a sheet, if one wants a chart for today's daf, it was a sheet uploaded a couple of days ago when we did Nazir on Daf Nun Vav, so there was a second sheet there that also relates to today's daf, but either way, we will do it with or without. Okay, so here we go. Says the Mishnah Nun Tes Amid Beis, Nazir Shahaya Tami Besafik Mukhla Besafik. Now we're talking about in this perek, remember, two Nazir. The first Mishnah spoke about, back on Daf Nun Zion, two Nazirim, and one of them was Tame. Some guy comes and says, one of you a Tame, I'm not sure which one. Then the last Mishnah said, what if one of them dies? So how do you work that out for the one who's still alive? Machlokas we had on a practical level between Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Zoma in the last Mishnah. Do you take somebody else, or is there a way to work it out yourself? Now, we have one Nazir, right? No, nobody else is involved. But we're not sure exactly what happened to him. Nazir Shaya Tame Besafek Umuchlat Besafek. He was Safek Tame Mace, Safek Mitzora. Safek Tame Mace, how do you have that? He's not sure. He walked under a tree, and he's not sure if it was really under the tree. He's not sure. There's many cases of Tumas Safek. How do you have a Mitzora Besafek? A Mukhlat Besafek? If a Kohen is not sure whether he is a Nazir or not, so then that's a Mitzora. So he's not sure if he's a Mitzora or not, so then Mimela, he's not going to be a Mitzora. Right? You're either a Mitzora Vadai, or you're not a Mitzora. So what does it mean that you're a Mitzora Besafek? So the Yerushalmi explains right here, Yerushalmi in Nazir, Perachas Halacha Beis, Ezeo Mukhlat Misafek. How do you have that? So the Yerushalmi says, Shnayim Shebo Etzlo, two people come to a Kohen, Vehechlit Es Echad Mehen, and he is machlu one of them. He says, this is Saras. And then they both go out to the waiting room, and the other one comes in, and all of a sudden, the Kohen goes out and says, let me see that again. Or he's not sure what happened. He was machlit somebody, and then the Saras disappeared right after he was machlit one. And nobody remembers, you know, which one was this. Maybe that's an unusual case. Why wouldn't the guy forget? What if they're both there? And they're not really focusing, and the Kohen has decided that one of them is Vaaday, and he doesn't remember which one. That's Safek Mukhla. One of them is Vaaday, but then it disappeared, so it's no longer here. That's the case of Yerushalmi gives. Shaim Shabo Eslov Hechlet Esechel Mehen Velo Hispik Lahachlet Esasheni Achenechlefu Lo Zeo Mukhlat Besafek. That's the case that is Mukhlat Besafek, and that's the case that we're talking about here. So he is a Nazir. He's a Nazir Vaaday. Maybe he became Tamei Meis. Maybe he is a Mitzora. So what does he do? So this is what we already discussed. The Gemara quoted this on Daf Nun Vav. So he's just got to take into account all the possibilities just in case. Maybe he's nothing. Maybe he's only a Nazir, Tahor. And therefore, every time he wants to get a haircut, he has to wait 30 days. Because if he's a Nazir Tahor, so then he's not allowed to get a haircut, just in case. So that is why. What does he do here? He has to get four haircuts. Two for Saraas, because maybe he's a Mitzora, and a Mitzora has to get two haircuts, and then he has to get one for maybe he's Tamei Mace, and then he has to get one for Naziris Taras. He's got to do four haircuts, but he's got to wait 30 days in between each one, because maybe he's none of the above, except a Nazir. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Ochel b'kachim achar shishim yom, he eats kachim after 60 days. Why? Because the first two haircuts are for Mitzora. Mitzora is the only one of these individuals. Mitzora Tamei Meis Nazir, that is a Mechuser Kapara. He's the only one that's not allowed to eat karbanos. So that is why after 60 days, he can for sure eat karbanos. Because after day 30, he does haircut number one in order for the Tiglachas number one of Mitzora. And on day 60, he does haircut number two. And after that, he is okay. This is what Tosfos explained earlier, if you remember, on Nun Hei Amid Beis. Tosfos quotes in the first couple of wide lines there. The Sadik Mitzora, who v'asur l'echol b'kachim, yitar misafik saraso, v'yavi karbanos Mitzora. He has to bring his karbanos and Mitzora to Mechuser Kippurim, v'asur l'echol b'kachim. Because if somebody is Mechuser Kippurim, he can't eat kachim, says Tosfos, back on Nun Hei. Avo mishem Naziris Tamei, lo Mitzor b'kachim. Naziris Tamei is not dafka asur. Afal gav that tzorach nami l'havi karban, even though he has to bring a karban, but that's not Mechuser Kippurim. A Nazir who has to bring a karban is for a different reason. It's only, you need Ntumah sheyotza alav migufo. That's mitzah. Zav zava yoled is a mitzora. It has to be a tumah that comes from something that flows from your body and that you're chayav a karbon. Both of those. Like a zav who sees only two times is not a mechus kippurim because he had a tumah shiyos lamigufo, but he doesn't have to bring a karbon. So that is why in our case he has to wait 60 days because maybe he's not a mitzora. But if he is, then after 60 days he is able to partake of karbonus. And then what does he do? Then he has to wait another 30 days before he is megaleach for his tumas mace. Maybe he's not tummy mace, and therefore he's not allowed to get a haircut for 60 days. Maybe he's another tar. So he has to wait another 30 days, and then another 30 days after that. He's got to wait 120 days until he could drink and finish off his naziris and bring his karbanas of nazir tahara. We'll see the karbanas more in depth by the Shem in the Gemara. The Gemara will talk about it. But that is the first halacha, the basic halacha of the Mishnah. You're not sure, so you have to cover oneself and not get a haircut before one is allowed to. As the Mishnah ends off, she tiglachas hanega doche tiglachas hanazir bizman shehu vadai. Getting a haircut for tzaras is doche, is allowed in the days of nazirus only when it's vadai mitzora. That's when, if somebody's a vadai mitzora, then they can get a haircut even if they're a vadai nazir, because those days don't count to the Naziris. Aval bezbanchu safik, but if it's a safik tiglachas for mitzora, eino docha. It's not docha Naziris, and that's why you have to wait 30 days in between. If you remember, back on Daf Nun Zayin, the Gemara said there that this Mishnah is not talking about a regular Nazir, because if he is not a mitzora, then he's violating an Issur D'oraisa of getting a haircut when he's a Nazir. So this Mishnah that says you get the four haircuts is only talking about an Isha or a Katan. Someone who is not mitzuva in the Isser of the Isurim involved of the haircuts, that's what the Mishnah said, Isha or Katan, a man would only get one haircut. Man would only be able to get one haircut, and then you would have to relate to the Machlokas Tanoim that we had earlier, whether Tiglachas is Ma'akeves. If Tiglachas is Ma'akeves, like Rabbi Eliezer said, then this man is stuck for the rest of his life. He has to be a Nazir because he cannot finish off his Nazirus until he gets all the Tiglachas, but he cannot get more than one Tiglachas because maybe he was not any of the above situations. So that makes it difficult for this person, but that's what the Gemara said earlier. Again, Adapnu and Zayin Mabez on top. The Gemara asked the question, maybe he's not Tamei, and he's the Issur D'oraisa of Baal Takif. Amar Shmuel, Be'isha V'katan. That's what Shmuel says. Talking about Isha V'katan, and he must hold HaKavas Kalarosh Shmuel HaKafa. Right, that was what the Gemara had said earlier. Okay, so now says the Gemara Tana. Bamed V'ramamurim, when do these rules apply? That somebody, you have to wait 30 days each, and then times 4 equals 120 days. When does that apply? Bamed V'ramamurim, but his years muetas. That applies by a Naziris of 30 days. That's when we would say that these numbers apply. Avo, but a Naziris bashana, but if it's a Naziris for a year, then the same principle would apply, but you just have to lengthen the time in between each one. Avo, but a Naziris bashana, ochal v'kachem la'achar shtei shanim. Instead of after 2 months, it's after 2 years, because each time you have to wait 100 days between the tiglachas, because if he's not tameh and he's not a mitzora, then he's a nazir for 100 days. And therefore, you have to wait between each haircut 100 days. Therefore, you have to wait 200 days before you get the second haircut for mitzora, meaning until you can eat karbanas. Naziris b'ashana ocha b'kachim l'achar shteishanim, v'shosa yayinim etamim l'meisim l'achar arbashanim. And then you have to wait 4 years in order to get the fourth haircut, and then you would be able to be metamim meis and drink wine. Fine. Vitani Allah. And now we have a brisa related to our case. So we figured out four haircuts. What karbanos does he bring each time? There are karbanos that accompany the mitzora and that accompany the nazir. So which karbanos do you bring? And which ones could double dip that you can make a tnai that it can work for two different possible situations? So says the Gemara as follows. Vitani Allah. Umigalech arba tiglachios. Four tiglachios. Number one, Tiglachas Rishona. So what's the first one? What are the possibilities? The first one. The first haircut could be, if he's just a Nazir, Tahar, that this is his Nazir for Nazir Istara. If he is a Nazir Tamei, then this is Naziris for Tumah to start again. And if he's a Mitzora, this is his first haircut of being a Mitzora. So he's got to take into account all of those possibilities on day number 30, let's say. Teglachas Mishodim maybe Tziparim. He brings birds, because that's what a Mitzora has to bring, the first haircut that he gets, right? The Tzipara Chaya and the Tzipara Shchuta. Brings two Tziparim. V'chatas Ha'of, just in case he is a Nazir Tamei. Remember, Nazir Tamei brings a Chatas and an Olas Ha'of and an Asham. So he brings a Chatas Ha'of, just in case he's a Nazir Tamei. V'olas Behema, and an Ola animal, just in case he is just a Nazir Tahor. Remember, we paskin, as long as you brought one of them, you could already get your haircut. So all you got to do is to bring one of them. And he makes the Tanai. Meaning the Chatas Ha'of could come al Safik. The Olas Behema could come al Safik, and it could be a Nadava. So that is what he brings on day the first time he gets a haircut. Tosas asks, what about the Shlamim? If he's a Nazir Tahar only, he has to bring an Ola, Chatas, and Shlamim. So you can't bring the Chatas Behema, fine. But you bring an Ola, why not the Shlamim also? So Tosas explains, if you're just trying to be safe and allow yourself to get a haircut, we're not going to make you bring more than you have to. We're going to make you bring the minimum. And therefore, Ola. Why Ola, not Shlamim? Okay, you can only ask that question if there's a better reason to bring one over than the other. If you're just bringing one, so then that's okay. So that's what Tosfos says on the fourth line in Tosfos. V'chein sarach lomar de Shlamim de Nazir Tahar lo hitzrichu, they didn't require him. Shlo hitzrichu l'safik Nazir Tahar rak karban lahatiro b'tiklachas. All you have to do is what is matter you. That's what Tosfos says here. If you look in Tosfos, in Nida, Tosfos has a different reason not to bring the Shlamim. The Shlamim, you have to do Tnufa. And you can't do Tnufa here. Maybe he's Tamei. Maybe you don't know what his state is. Tosfos Ayin Amad Aleph. V'chein lo ala Shlamim. Sheshami Nazir Tudin Tnufa. V'zeo Safik Mitzora. V'edi Yochal Hanif. Remember, Al Kape Anazir, you got to bring him in. And if he's still a Mechusa Kippurim, he can't go in to where the Nazir usually does the Tnufa. So that's why you don't have to bring the Shlamim. V'od, Tosfos says, Shehein Tunin Lechem, Vizra B'Sheila, Vein Shlam HaKeilu, Ban B'Nedava. And all these other items don't, the Lechem is not Ban B'Nedava. And he would need that for the Shlamim. And the Zra B'Sheila. So that is why Lamaisa, he does not bring the Shlamim. He only brings the Ola, Olas Behema. Fine, so first time, first haircut, he has to cover himself and make sure he might be any of the above. Day two now, Shnia, second haircut. So the one thing that's out is that he's for sure not Mitzora haircut one. That's for sure. So he definitely does not have to bring the birds, Tziparim, which are brought for the Mitzora. But everything else still is intact. So maybe Chatas Ha'of, he brings a Chatas Ha'of. Why? Chatas Ha'of could be for one of two things. Chatas Ha'of could be for Tumas Meis, could be for if he was a Nazir Tamei, or, but if he took care of that on day one, then this is only for Mitzora. A Mitzora, at the end of his week, after his second haircut, so then he has to bring a set of Karbanos, which are Olev Yored. If he is poor, if he is Dal, then he can bring a bird. If he's not, then he can't bring a bird, a chatos, and therefore that's a problem. Because he can't bring a chatos behema al safek. But if he's dal, if he's poor, then he can bring a chatos ha'of. So that's why he brings a chatos ha'of. And the rush says, he has to be mafkir all his nechasim before this, to make himself a dal, in order to make himself allowed to bring this. Again, this is the only way that it's going to work. So the Rosh says in Rosh again, this a lot of these Rishonim discussed it earlier where it came up. The Rosh on Nun Hayim Abeis. The Rosh says on the bottom, Yafkir Nechasa V'yavi Chatas Ha'of Kedin Mitzora Ani. He has to be Mafkir as Nechasim. Maybe he is was a Mitzora. This is a Tiglachas number two. He has to bring Karbanis of a Mitzora before he restarts counting his Nazirus. So this is the only way that it's going to work. So he's Mafkir as Nechasim. He brings the Karban, then he can be Rizocha them. It's fine. So he brings the Chatas Ha'of, Va'olas Behema, and he has to bring an Olas Behema, because if he was not a Mitzora, then the first haircut was for the Nazir Tameh, now he's a Nazir Tahar, and now he brings the Olas Behema. Fine. One Ha'ara on that one, and that is, if you look at the Rambam, Menuchas Nazirus, sounds like that when does he have to be Mafkir his Nechasim? So we would have said, before haircut number two. That's what he has to be mafkir his nechasim. Says the Rambam in Naziris, Perek Yud, Halacha Dalid, V'keitzan mevi zeh karbonosav, im haya ashir kosev nechasav la'acherim, shemitzara ashir shevi karbon ani lo yatsa. Right, if a karbon ashir brings a karbon ani, he's not yotze. There is, just parenthetically, there is a sefer achinach. It's a question of whether it's a misprint or not. The sefer achinach has, it seems to be against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says an ashir that brings the carbon of an ani, he's not yotze. The chinuch also has the opposite. An ani that brings the carbon of an ashir, not yotze. Why should that be? Right? He just brings more than he has to. But why should it not be yotze? So some say it's a toss. So fair, it's against the Mishnah. Okay, not for now. But either way, so the Rambam says, if he is an ashir, he has to be mafkir as nechasim, because he can't bring a carbon ani. V'achar kach mevi chadas ha'of olas behema v'teklachas rishona v'shnia v'shlishis. He's got to do that on all three. The kol chatas ha'of shehein mehen otocha v'neishu safik. It's a chatas ha'of abal safik. And then on telachas revius, he brings just the three behemoths of the nazir tahar. It sounds like for the Rambam that he needs to be mafkir his nechasim before haircut one, not before haircut two. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam, and that's a question that bothers the achronim. Why should that be? You know, only before haircut two is when he's going to have to bring his chatas ha'of for his ending his tzara'as. So why should he have to be mafkir it before he brings them? There is a daya in the Tanoim that we don't paskin like, right, which could be the basis. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov increases the Tesma base. He says, when do you determine rich and poor? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you determine it based on Havas Sipurim, the haircut time one. So that's when you determine it. So the Rambam doesn't paskin that way, though. So why here does he say that he has to be mafkir zechassim before time one? That's a question of some of the achronim, or the Biur Yadav here quotes it. B'divrei Rambam mashmas tzorach liftov nechasav la'acherim kvar b'teklachas rishona v'tzorach iyin madua b'sof shana rishona einam avevi adayin karbon l'tzaraso olarak siporim ulavas siporim ein hefresh b'inani la'ashir. V'im yishem chatas ha'of shemevi yitzav naziris tumah, harei af nazir ashir, mevi chatas ha'of l'tumaso. V'im yizad nafkamina bein ani la'ashir. Right, it's only later on. In a goyim, perak yud dalet, mishnu yud aleph, mevuar, sh'aniyas v'ashir shal mitzara nikvayim l'fishas havas ha'chet, o ha'asham, v'lo l'fishas havas siporim. So the suggestion is made now that maybe this is different. Because what's the other option? You go by when you bring your carbon asham. But there is no carbon ashim being brought here. Because you're a besafik. The only thing you can bring is the bird. So if the only thing you can bring is the bird, so that's why the Rambam says that it goes by the earlier time. Right? Because you're not bringing the usual animal that it's nikva by is not being brought in this case. That's why it makes a difference here. When there is an asham, avokan she'ena maybe asham. Like the Rambam says, Shashem va'ola ina ma'akvin, lo pitiglach has tumah v'lo b'tzaras. Right? So that's why here it would go by the birds, which come by tiglachas number one. And that's why the Rambam would say that you have to be mafkir even before time number one. Good. Then we did the haircut number two. Now we get to haircut number three. Shlishis mevi chatas ha'of v'olas behema. Third time, you bring the same exact animals you brought the second time. Why? Chatas ha'of you have to bring now in case you were a mitzora. The first two sets were for tzara'as. Now you have to bring for Naziris Tuma. Naziris Tuma, you have to bring your chatas ha'of. Haba'al safik. V'olas behema, you keep bringing. Just in case you are just a Nazir Tahar. And then Revius, maybe Karban Tahara. And then the fourth time, you have to bring, maybe you were all of the above. So now is your Naziris Tahara. And that is what you bring. Fine, so we quoted, not only as the Mishnah said, the days that you have to wait, and the haircuts, but now we know which karbanas you bring every day. Again, the main rule is, you have to bring a karban that can work as a nedava also, right? Or at least that is brought al safek. That is the general rule for all the cases. So Amart. Amart Tosa says it's like Amar Mar. Amar Mar. Let's go back to the first Tiglachas. Tiglachas, Rishon, Mevi, V'chulu, Miman of Shafs. The Gemara explains. Why do you do what you do on the first one? Shaper Kamaisi. You bring appropriately the birds and the Olas Behema and the Chatas Ha'of. Di Vadei Mitzorahu, V'lav Tamehu. If he is Vadei Mitzorah and he's Atameis, Tziporin, L'chovaso. The birds that he brings is for his chova, that he's a mitzora. The chadas ha'of, safek, azal l'kvura. The chadas ha'of really doesn't need, that's azal l'kvura, meaning you don't have to, you don't eat it. It's chadas ha'of ha'bal safek, and therefore, it's buried, it is not eaten. Right? The Gilyan Ashas here, you see, says, look in the end of Temura. Right? He seems to be bothered that the end of Temura quotes the Machlokas Tanoim, what happens to a chadas ha'of ha'bal safek. And the shita that we seem to hold is that it is burned, it's not buried. Right? So that's what he seems to be saying. Remember, the Ganashas never tells you exactly what he's asking. He just says, Ayin sof tmura b'masnisan. So if you look in the last Mishnah, tmura, lamed gimel, lamed beis, lamed dal, lamed aleph, the Mishnah says, Chadas ova baal safek, tisareif. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda omer yatilen ala'ama. Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, you put it somewhere as if it's buried. You throw it into the thing that goes underground, like a burial type of thing. But the Tanakama says, tisareif. So that seems to be the question of the Gilyan Ashas. Why is the Gemara assuming, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Why not like Rabbi Yehuda? Why like the Shita of the Tanakamas? That's a question that he seems to be alluding to. If you look in the Sefer Tiferes Tzion, also quoted in the Achronim here, so he says, well, maybe it depends on how many sfeikas you have. If you only have one suffik, right, over there in Temura, talking about the case of one suffik, you have suffik yoledes. That's the case that Rashi quotes there in the end of Temura. A woman has a baby, you're not sure if it had suras havlad. So you're not sure if she's chayev is to bring a carbon or not. That's a chadas ha'ov ha'bal safek. So there, if it's one safek, so then it's like kadshim shenifsalu, shedinim b'sreifa. But here you have many sfeikas. Maybe he's an azir tame. Maybe he is a mitzora. So that's why maybe it's different. It's not like a chadas shenifsalu. It's like possibly chum l'shenishchudu bazara. Because there are many sfeikas. So that's why we're not taking our chances and we'll bury it. But we won't burn it in the normal place where Karbanos shenifsalu are burnt. That's a possible answer. The Sharm Siana Balacha here quotes the Sefer Tiferes Tzion, who suggests that answer. Okay, so that is all, though, number one, the explanation for the Karbanos you bring on day one. By the way, why don't we bring the unique type of Karbanos here, unlike the rest, are the Tziparim, are the birds that are brought for a Mitzora. Why does a Mitzora bring birds on day one of his Tara, on the first time he gets his haircut, after he becomes Tahar. So Rashi quotes, at the beginning of Parshas Mitzora, he brings birds, courts, birds are Mifatpeit, they're always chirping Mitzavtseif, and this guy, the main Avera that is most well known for getting Saras is Lashon Hara, so this guy acted like a bird, he was Mifatpeit, he couldn't control his chirping, and that's why he has to bring birds to remind him of his Avera. Lefisha Nagoyim Baam Lashon Hara, Shu Masei Pitpute Dvarim, Leficha Chizkeku Latara, so Dvarim, Shemifatpeit, Mifat fitim tamid b'tzivsof kol. Okay, that's what Rashi says. The question though is, what do we do with the birds? One of them we shecht, and one of them we dip and set free. We set free the mishulachas. So the question is, what's the symbol of the bird that is set free? That is the question. Where did we discuss this once before in this Masechta? The bird that was set free? So we discussed this, if you remember, way back on Daf Yud Beis, where we spoke about if a man makes a shliach to go marry a woman for him, and without telling him who, and then the shliach dies, he's usher and all the women in the world that have sisters, because maybe this is the sister of the one that was Mekudeshes, because we're worried about coming from the rogue, so we discussed there, so what about, why aren't we worried about the any bird that comes, might be the mishulachas that was sent out, right? We discussed that there, do you go by the rogue or not, that was the discussion there. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Why is it? Ask the Mefarshim. What's the symbol of the bird that's sent there? So says Rav Shlomo Gansfried, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in his Sefer on Chumash called the Apirion. He says maybe it's based on the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, where the Gemara talks about that life is not just about being quiet. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, yes, l'matzazi guf tov yosim ishtika, that one has to be quiet in certain realms, but the Gemara says in Chulin daf peites, yasim atzmo ki'ilem, you should make yourself like a mute. Yochol af ledivrei Torah, maybe you might think even in the world of Torah, it's just best to keep quiet, tambalomar tzedek tzedaberun. Meaning the Gemara says there, you have to be quiet in areas where you should be quiet, but there's no limit on Talmud Torah, on mitzvahs, on chesed. So the reason for the Karbanos is to tell him to limit, but the answer isn't just to be quiet through life. The answer is to stop your Lashon Hara and to open up your mouth and use your mouth for Dvarim Shebekdusha. says the apirion. That's the two. Those are the two tziparim. Achaliva de emes, just being quiet. Ein zu derach yishara, because the Gemara says that diber vaisik batorah who davar hechrachi lachal adam v'chashuv b'miuchal mishakfar nechshal b'lashon hara. We have to be mekadish our mouths. So kedelem noah shkiyazu, to withhold this mistaken thought that we just have to be quiet totally. Esahachas yishchadu kedei lahoros lo sheunam yeshan diburim shehailim yafal lahem. You have to shecht your dibur. You have to kill some dibur. Achas atzibur hashniya yeshiru b'chayim kedei larames lo sheish dibur hamevi chayim v'haynu tzedek tedaberun. And that's what Akagon said. Nomar. That's what it says in Mishlei. Hamaves v'chayim b'yad halashon. Right, you have to kill some of your lashon, and you have to have chayim of some of your lashon. Right, and that is the Torah that we hopefully are involved in. So that's the Apirion's comment on Parshas Mitzora, the symbol of the two birds brought on at the end of a at the beginning of a Mitzora's Ptara process. Good. So that is all day one. So next let's continue. We're still in day one. All right, we're back to the about the tenth line of the Gemara. So chadas of safek azla lekvura. That goes lekvura as the Goyen Hashas commented. Va'ola havi nedava, and the olas behema could be for a nedava. Ulegalcho sof shiva iefshar. You can't just give him the haircut at the end of 7 days after the first haircut, like a mitzora usually gets. A mitzora usually has a week in between his haircuts. You can't have that here. The demala muchladu. Maybe he's not a mitzora, and therefore, what was the first haircut? Just for Nazir Batoma, for Achmana Amar, Tar, Lo Yavra Arosho, An Malos. Right? Maybe he is just a Nazir Tami and then a Nazir Tar. So you gotta wait a month. V'ilav Mitzora Vadehu. And if he's not a Mitzora Vadeh, V'hu Tamei Chatas Ha'of, V'hu Tamei, and he's not a Mitzora Vadeh, and he's just Tamei, so then Chatas Of Chovaso. The Chatas Of is for his Chova, for Tumas Meis. V'tziparin, what about the birds that you're bringing? And he's not a Mitzora. Avroika Misavdin. Don't worry about it. It's done outside. V'lo avichulin bazara. It's not a problem, because then you're doing nothing. So you're shechting a bird, and then you're setting one free? Okay, it's not an isra. Chulin bazara. Maybe we'll talk about that more a little bit after. V'olas behema avi nedava. And the olas behema is a nedava. Right, again, if you aren't a mitzora at all. And he's just a nazir tameh. V'ilav mitzoru v'lav tamehu. And what if he's nothing except a nazir tahar? So tziporin avroikam is avdin. Same thing. These birds they don't hurt. Chadas ha'of likfura. Chadas ha'of is ba'al safik. And because, right, it ends up being that you didn't need it. So it's likfura. Olas be'ema havi chovaso. And the olas be'ema is brought lechova. Ay v'hoi boy asham. Doesn't another tamei also need an asham? So where's that asham, just in case he was another tamei? Rabbi Shimon he, damar ma'isi u'masni. So maybe you're right. Maybe you would bring the asham. It's according to Rabbi Shimon, who says you can make a t'nai on the asham. Where does Rabbi Shimon say this? Tosfos and the Rush and the Mefarish. They all quote the Gemara Menachas Kuf Hey. You can look in the Mefarish, second to last skinny line. Rabbi Shimon Omer Lamachras Mevi Ashamo Velugo Imo VaOmer Im Mitzorahu Zu Ashamo VaZulugo VeIm Lav Asham Ze Yehei Shalmei Nedava. Wow, Rav Shimon has the tremendous chiddush that an asham could be brought al tanai, and it could turn out to be a shlum. Shlum is the most flexibility in terms of what it is. An ola's got to be a zachar, and a chadas has to be in a keva, an asham, right? It's the limitations, but the asham could function, turn into a shlumim also. That is all day number one, haircut number one, what you do. Let's continue. Again, we'll talk about Chulin Bazar more about the Shem later at this time. Tiglach HaShniyah, fourth to last line. What happens on the second haircut day? So no more birds. No more birds, because that's finished. You only have to bring birds on the first day of Saras. So Vishlishis, the second and third haircut, you bring the same karbanas those days. Why? Tziparin lo tzarech. Tahavid, he did that the first day. Ma'ika, what's left? What's left? Either Mitzora number two, or Nazir Tamei, or Nazir Tahar, or all of the above. So Dilma Vade Mochladhu. So maybe he was Vade Mitzora. So Chada Lisafek. The second haircut, which is called Chada here, that's Lisafek Sifro. That's for the days after he counted between day 1 and 7 of his Saras Tara. Remember, Mitzora is Tar. Then he has to go to day 1, get a haircut. Then he has to count 7 days. That's called Yimei Sifro. And then he has to get another haircut. But maybe he is not a Mitzora. So he has to wait 30 days instead of 7 days. So that's why Chada, the haircut he gets on the second haircut that he gets is Lasavik Sifro, the Chada Lasavik Tumaso. And the third haircut he gets, and he has to wait another 30 days, or for his Safik Tuma. And he brings a Chada So for both of those. Right? The first one might, because he could be a Mitzora Bidalus, and the Safik Tumaso is afterwards. Fine. Tiglachas Revius, maybe Carbon Taro Masni. And the final day, the haircut he brings is Carbonus of Tara, and he makes the Tanai. E de Vadai, turning over to E Vadai Nazir, who, if he's a Vadai Nazir now, right? I'm sorry. Earlier, so Harishon Achov, he already brought his earlier Karbanus, right, his Olas Behema, Vizu Nadava, and the extra ones that he's bringing now is a Nadava. Vim Tame Umochlatu, if he was Vadai everything, then Ola Harishon and Nadava, the earlier ones were Nadava. Vizu Chov of his extra Karbanu, and now he's bringing the other ones. Period, so we have explained the Mishnah and all the permutations of what happens related to the Mishnah. Now we continue from the earlier Brisa. And now we come up, if you want to look at that sheet that was uploaded from the last time. Now, it gets a little trickier. What if he's Safek 1, Vadai 1? Tamei, Safek, Umuchlat, Vadai. What if he is possibly Tamei, but he's definitely a Mitzora? And remember what we say, if he's definitely a Mitzora, then that haircut could override the Isser of Naziris. That makes the difference here. So you're not going to have to wait 30 days in between. So tamei safek umochlet vadai. So what's the halacha then? So ochal b'kachim la'achar shmona yamim. Then right away he could do his saras process. On day 1 and day 7, he gets his haircuts for being a mitzora, and that's it. So on day 8, he is no longer in a state of saras. He's no longer b'chusik kippurim. So he can eat karbanas on day 8. So, and then what? But he is still a Safek Tameh. So, Vishosianim, Tameh Lameisim, La'achar, Shishim, Vishiva Yamim. After that first week that he finishes being a Mitzora, he still has to wait 60 days. Because maybe he's a Mitzora, Nazir Tameh. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. That's why he has to wait till day 37 to get his third haircut, right? Because maybe he is a Mitzora, he is a Nazir Tameh, and then he has to wait another 30 days after that, day 67, until he gets his fourth haircut. So that's the first line of the Brisa. Again, Vadai Mitzora, Safek Tameh. So instead of the equal intervals, as the Mishnah said, the intervals are day 1, day 7, day 37, day 67. Right, those are the, for that case. And what about the opposite? Muchlat, Safek V'tamei Vadai. He's possibly a Mitzora, but he's for sure Tamei. So then what does he do? Ochel, but he's Vadai Tamei. So if he's Vadai Tamei, so then he does not have to, well, we'll see what he has to do. See, he has to wait a week before he does anything, because he's Vadai Tamei. So what happens? Muchlat Safek V'tamei Vadai. Ochel B'kachem L'achar Shloshim V'shiva Yamim. So it's 37 days after he finishes for sure being a Nazir. So what does he do on day 1? Here he does nothing. He does nothing because he's Safek Mitzora, and he's Tamei Vadai. So then, on day 7 after a week, that's when he gets his first haircut, which is either for Sara'as or for Naziris Tuma, right? One of the two. And then, after that, he has to wait another he has to wait till day 74. Why? Because after day 7, when he got his first haircut, he has to wait a month. And then after he waits a month, so now he's Tuma, his tzaras is finished, right? And then he's a Vadai Tamei. So then he has to wait a week till day 44 till he gets a Tiglachas for the Tuma, because he needs at least 7 days of Gidol before he gets a haircut. Remember, you can't do this earlier, because if he was a Mitzora, he couldn't count those days. He was a Safek Mitzora. He didn't have to wait a month earlier because he was Vadai Tamei Meis. So that's why, after a week of doing nothing, then he starts his 30 days, and then after that, he's for sure not a Mitzora anymore, but he's Vadai Tamei. So that's why he only has to wait a week, till day 44 to have Yom of Gidol Seyar, and then he waits another month in order to get the final haircut, day 74. Keep in mind, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, we're talking here only about the Isha and the Katan. Because if he was a Nazir Tar plain, then the first haircut is done, and he has an Isser to be Makif, all of his payas, all the other times. So that's why all these cases, when he gets all these haircuts, as Shmuel said earlier, is only by Isha and a katan. So again, Mukhlet Safek Vitame Vada, it all adds up to 74 days. And again, just working out, the svaris are the same, as Tosfos explains here, and the Mefarish explains here. Right? He's got to take into account Tuma Vadai and Mitzora Safek. Now, finally, the last case. What if he's Vadai everything? He's Tame Vadai and he's Mitzora Vadai. Then it's somewhat easier, even. Why? Tame Vadai Umochlet Vadai. So first he takes care of his tzaras, meaning on day one, and we're talking about a case where he no longer is a mitzora. He's tahar now. The tzaras spots disappeared. So on day one, he gets his first haircut of being a mitzora. On day seven, he gets his second haircut of being a mitzora. Fine, then he's finished being a mitzora. He could eat karbanos the next day. That's what it means here. Ochel b'kachim lachar shmona yamim. He could eat karbanos after 8 days. And then what? And then he waits 1 week. Only a week, because he could get a haircut if he's tamei meis. If he's vadei tamei meis, he waits a week. So that's then he gets his haircut of being a nazir tamei. V'shos yanim and tamei lemeisim lachar arba amva arba yamim. And then a month after that, after day 14, is day 44, and then he could drink wine and eat meat and drink wine and get a haircut tamei lemeisim after that. That last one, of course, is not only limited to a woman and a katan. That last one's vadei, so that's even for a man. The other two cases were suffix, so they would have to be limited, as Shmuel said before. Okay, Atkan, the yesodos of all the cases were the same. You just have to take into account Tuma and Tsaras and Nazirus of Tahara. Okay, the focus is a lot of eating karbanos here. One can they eat karbanos, one can eat karbanos. It is a mitzvah daraisa to eat karbanos. But maybe not all karbanos. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim exactly when does this apply. And it could be, seems to be 3 days in the Rishonim. The Rambam seems to be the most fascinating daya. The Rambam has a hierarchy within the mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah, and then this is also included in the mitzvah. What is the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos in Perek Yud. The Rambam says, Achilas chadas va'asha mitzvah aseh. Eating a chadas and an asham is a mitzvah asay, which obviously is only talking about the kohanim, because only zichre kahuna can eat chadas and asham. Shene'emar, v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, ha'kohanim ochlim u'baylam iskaprim. And then the Rambam says, v'hu adin l'shar kachim, sh'ochlin ha'kohanim, sh'achilas an mitzvah. The other kachim that the kohanim eat are also mitzvah. What's he talking about here? The next line he brings in Karban Mincha, says that this isn't about mincha, this is about kachay kalim. Kachay kalim that the Kohanim eat, right? The chazay and the shok, right? That is given to them from the shlamim. That also, you know, it's also part of the mitzvah. So what is this? Is this a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah? The Rambam creates two levels within a mitzvah saseh. The karbanas that are ba'al chet, with his kapara involved, that is the ikker mitzvah. And then he has what Rav Asher Weiss calls nigrar achara mitzvah, something dragged in, a secondary part of the mitzvah. That's these actions, and that is eating kachay kalim by the Kohanim. That is all the Rambam. If you look in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the first mitzvah that he adds on for the Rambam, he adds in, no. He says, it's a mitzvah say. He doesn't limit it to what the Rambam does. If you look in the language of the Ramban, if I can find it here for a second, the Ramban quotes that also the chelik of the Bailim, mikachim kalim nimne lemitzvah zaseh laochlam, right? Also the chelik of the Bailim of kachim kalim are also included. And if you look in Rashi, in Maseches Psachim, and Daf Nun Tes, the Rashi, similar to the Ramban, that nechel of Bailim is also included, but he argues on the Ramban that he says, what is it based on? Right? Rashi says, whether what's eaten by the Kohanim or the Bailim is learned that from that same pasuk. It's one mitzvah. The Ramban has Achilas Bailam from a different pasuk, right? A different pasuk from compared to Meiser Sheni and the other. So it's three different dais. The Ramban has a hierarchy within the mitzvah saseh, but not the Bailam. The Bailam eating is not included for the Ramban. And Rashi and the Ramban both have it, but the Rashi seems to have it as two. The Ramban has it as two separate mitzvos, and Rashi says it's included. It's included in what the Bailam eat. Again, there's a lot of lundus there, but we'll leave it for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shalu Talmidei Rav Ezra Shimon Bar Yochai. The Talmidei Rav Ezra Shimon Bar Yochai. We find various questions in Shas about the Talmidei Rav Ezra Shimon Bar Yochai. Remember in the end of Yuma, they asked him why did the man fall every day, not just once a year. That was also, they asked the Talmidei Rav Ezra Shimon Bar Yochai. Nazir Tahar U'Mitzora. What if you have a Nazir Torah who is a Mitzora? What is the case here? The Rosh explains, he begat Saras on the last day of his Naziris. The last day. So he basically is finished. So, Maushi galech tiglachas achas va'ololo v'kan olakan. Can he get one haircut and use that for his first haircut for being a Mitzora and his haircut for finishing his Naziris? That's the question. Can it be ololokan olakan? Amarlan ena magalech, Shimon Bar Yochai says no. Rashbi says you cannot use it. Why? Amar lo lama. They said why? Amar lahen. He says because each one has a different purpose. Haircut number one of a mitzora and the haircut of a nazir tahar serve different purposes. Elu zelagad of a zelagadel, zelahavir, zelahavir. If they both serve the same purpose, they were both to cut to remove hair, or they were both to cut in order to make it grow for another week and then cut it. So yafatem omrim. Then you'd be able to use it for both. But here, Nazir, a Nazir Tar, at the end of his Naziris, Lahavir. That's to get a haircut, to go back to real life. You're not planning to cut it again in a week. Umitzora Lagadel, but the first haircut of a Mitzora is to grow in order to cut it in a week from now. Different purposes, and that's why you cannot use the same haircut for the same purpose. Says the Gemara, okay. Velo salalo liyame chaluto, visalalo liyame sifro. Can a second haircut of a Mitzora count? Right, the second haircut, that's not Lagadel, that's Lahavir. So could you double dip with there, the second haircut of a Mitzora and the Nazir? V'amar lahen. Still you can't count them together. Ilu zelif nezrikas adamim. V'zelif nezrikas damim yafetem omrim. If both of those haircuts would happen before the respective karbanos that are brought by each of those circumstances, then fine. Ella, the problem is here, Ella, achshav, mitzora lefnei zrikas damim, v'nazir lachas zrikas damim. A mitzora gets his haircut before his karbanis, and a nazir has to bring his karbanis before he gets his haircut. What is that? Is that a technical problem? Lechora, not. Lechora, that means, whether it's before or after the karban, means it has a different purpose in what it's trying to do. Right, we discussed earlier already in the Mishnah and in the Rambam and in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the haircut of a Mitzora and a Nazir, very different from each other. Right, whether they're counted separately than the Karban or with the Karban, right, a Nazir has his haircut counted separately, not with the Karban. And that's what it maybe means. Lazer lachas rikas damim. Right, a Mitzora is before. Right, the day before, as we saw earlier in the Mishnah. So that's what the fact that it's before or after means that it serves different purposes. Continue. Velo salalo limeitzarato v'neziruso, v'salalo limeitzarato v'tumaso. Okay, fine. It's not going to work for a Nazir Tahar. What about for a Nazir Tameh? So the Gemara says that also is not going to work. Amar lahen, ilu zelefnei b'yas mayim v'zelefnei b'yas mayim. If they both got their haircuts before they went into the mikvah, yafa tem omrim. Then again, maybe they could combine. Ela Tameh la'achar b'yasmayim. A Tameh gets his haircut after he goes into the mikvah. Mitzora lefnei b'yasmayim. A Mitzora is before his tevila. So again, it is not going to work. There's more to talk about here, but let's just finish up. We're in the middle. Amru lo. So now, the Gemara says, they said to him, Rebbe, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Yafe amarta shlo tala lo limei sifro ulu neziru. So, fine, you cannot combine yimei sifro and his Naziris Tahara, v'salalo liyamei chaluto, v'tumaso. What about the mukhlat? Meaning, what is the tummy mukhlat? The first haircut of his, and his Naziris Tuma, the zelagadla v'zelagadla, both of those are ultimately going to get another haircut. Naziris Tameh is going to get another haircut, and the first haircut of Mitzor is going to get another haircut. So, hu amar lahen, he says, no, each thing has a problem. Let me explain to you again, he says. Im Nazir Tahar v'hu Mitzora zelagadel v'zelahavir. Right, a Nazir Tahar is lahavir, and a Mitzora is lagadel. V'im Nazir Tameh v'hu Mitzora zelefnei b'yasmayim v'zelachar b'yasmayim. That problem. And Tani Reb Chia, Reb Raisa says, zelefnei b'yasmayim v'zelachar b'yasmayim, zelefnei zrikas damim v'zelachar zrikas damim. So basically, there's a fundamental conceptual difference between all of these haircuts, and therefore, you can never use one for two. There is another issue that's brought up by the Achronim, and that is, what about ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos? Right? The Gemara tells us in Arvei Pesachim, you're not allowed to double dip a chefza or a maisa because that is, we'll talk about why in a second, but you're not allowed to do that. So for example, to use a kos for two different mitzvos, the same kos is not used. Tosfos says there in Arvei Pesachim, for erusin and nisuin, we have two kosos. Because there's two mitzvos. For birchas hamazon and sheva brachas. Right? We have two kosos for two mitzvos. The only time we mix and match is yak nahas. By kiddush and avdala, we can mix and match because the Gemara says there, kiddush and avdala are the same idea. The same idea. Havdala, psachim kuf beis. Havdala v'kiddush chada milsahi. Birchas hamazon v'kiddush shrei mili ninu. Havdala kiddush are the same thing. What do you mean the same thing? Maybe, this is where the Rambam gets his shita from. The Rambam against the Ramban, the Rambam holds Kiddush and Havdalah are both midaraisa. Right? The Ramban holds, and others call that Kiddush is daraisa and Havdalah is darabanan, but the Rambam holds it's daraisa, they're both daraisa. Why? The Rambam says, Tzorach lekadish b'knisaso, u'b'yitziaso. The Rambam gives us the impression that Kiddush and Havdalah are two sides of the same coin. They cordon off Shabbos. It's special. It is unique. It's different than the rest of the days of the week. It's not just a declaration at the beginning of the day. That's what you would say. If only Kiddush is daraisa, you would say that's what Kiddush is all about, declaring this day of Shabbos. If you say Havdalah is also daraisa, so then that might be Kiddush, but Kiddush also has another element that it cordons off the day. Maybe this is where the Rabban got that from. The Gemara's line of Havdalah v'Kiddush chada milsehi. But that's the sugya of Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos, which is also, maybe that's also part of what the Gemara is saying. Because they're different, they're not called chada milsa. That could be behind what the Gemara is saying. There are various approaches in the Rishonim. What is the svar for Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos? Why not? So Rashi and Sota, Daf Ches, but we'll get to that in a couple of weeks, says, Shenire kemisha hayu alav lamasui. It's like you have this load of mitzvot, you're trying to finish it all as quickly as possible. So you don't want to do that. Every mitzvah, do quietly, do straight. That's Rashi in Maseches Sota. The Rashbam also there in Pesachim, she mishtadel liftaretz atzmo mi mitzvahs habori bimhirus v'bizayin gadol lahamitzvahs. To bizayin, number one. Number two, the Tosfos in Moed Kata and Daf Ches says that V'tam Nira, when he's talking about the sugya of Ein Ma'arvet Simcha B'Simcha, he compares it to Ein Osa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, and he says, D'be'inan sheyehe libo panui l'mitzvah achas, v'lo yefana atzmo heimena, v'chein Simcha B'Simcha yeh libo panui b'simcha. We need you to focus on each thing that you're doing. We need you to focus. It's not a bizayin, but we want you to focus on each and every mitzvah. Number two, Rabbi Yosef Engel in one of his farm has another pshat. Beautiful idea. We know the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. And some say, osik b'mitzvah, you're not allowed to even do the other mitzvah. Why? Osik b'mitzvah might be a hafka'as chiyuv of the other mitzvah. If you're involved in one mitzvah, there is no obligation to do the other mitzvah. So suggests Rabbi Yosef Engel, from any mitzvah's perspective, the other one, you're patur from doing. So if you try to do them together, so you're ruining both. Right? You have to do mitzvahs when you're obligated in doing them. If you try to do them chavilos chavilos, then you're doing two mitzvahs that you're pater from, because each one looks at the other one and says, I'm chayv and you're pater. That's what he writes in one place in the Beis HaOtzer. Hakai malan osik b'mitzvah, pater ben mitzvah. Ume meila ha'osa beis mitzvahs ka'achas, kol achas potraso milakayim hasheni. V'yem kei nimsa shalagabe kol mitzvah u'mitzvah, havi kemoshu pater me'idach. And that's why you can't do them together. This is a big sugya. Are you allowed to do one the rice and one the rabbanon? The Ar Sameach writes in one place that if you could do a mitzvah through a shliach, then you don't say the principle of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That's only where you have two mitzvahs that you have to do by yourself. You have to do begufo Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That's one. And there's other discussions. If you look in the Sefer Nasiach B'chukecha, he has a whole chapter on this. But that is the discussion, might be behind the discussion of our Gemara. They're different, and therefore you cannot do them together because of Chavilos Chavilos. The Shulchan Aruch even has an interesting discussion in Siman Kuftes. If I'm davening Shacharis and the Tzibur gets up to Musaf, do I say Kedusha with them? So we paskin, of course. Why wouldn't you? That's what the Ramah says. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch writes, If Hayachad Omei Betfilo, Shehagia Lamakam Kedusha, Hayatzibur Omerim Kedusha the Sidra. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch says, if they're saying the Kedusha of Uval at Zion, for sure you don't say Kedusha with them. Okay, fine. Shein Kedusha Shavos. Venire, Tehua Dinim Hayu Hayatzibur Omerim Keser, Shein Omer Imahim Kadosh, right, which is the same Kadosh Kadosh. Elo Yishtok V'yachavin Lamasha Omerim Deshameh Ka'one. You don't say it with them, but you say Shemei Ka'oneh. Hagav, v'yesh omrim, t'kudushas keser, dain t'kudushas musaf, v'yachanam esval shachris, yuchal omer imayim, t'shneim t'kudushas shemon esrei, t'kudushas san shave, kein yir li yikr. Rama says you could say it. Interesting. Is that chavilos chavilos? Is that similar, different? Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue finishing up and getting into the last parak of Maseches Nazir, Beth Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, daf samach aleph. Okay, we will stop here.